Welcome to the Athletes in Action podcast.
We are a sports ministry serving athletes at the University of Missouri.
Join us weekly for conversations about faith and sport.
So tonight, the message I wanted to give tonight is called The Call to a Transformed Heart. And really, tonight I didn't come here with the intent of giving this pick-me-up message to make everyone feel good about themselves tonight. And I think it can be very easy to go to church, to listen to a sermon online, or to even come here with wanting to fix an issue that we have in our lives, and to not really actually like taking in the truth of what God has for us and then living that life out. And so I want us to go beyond what we hear and live deeper into the heart of what God is calling us to and how to draw out and to go deeper into the heart of who we are. And so tonight, I really just wanted us to see and to understand more about how God's love compels us into action. So I've found that in Western Christianity, in the States, it can be very easy to hear a message from God, and we can hear that and get our need met in that message and then go on as if we don't need him anymore. Like we've had our fix, we're good, and we'll just go off doing our own thing. And I think that it can be so easy for us to retreat or to treat God as if Jesus is some guy that we go to make ourselves feel less broken. And I honestly believe that it can be a very selfish desire to do that and to just get what we need from Jesus and not praise him for who he is and just praising him for what he has done for us. And so then we've spent a lot of time apart from Jesus at that time. And then when we kind of see our brokenness and it rises back up, we then go back to him and repeat this cycle that continues on and on. And it makes us become a lukewarm follower of Jesus. What we think about in our mind is a direct representation of our heart. In Proverbs 27:19, it says, "As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person." So that means just as you can see your face in water in a mirror, you can also see your actions being portrayed from your thoughts. And that's a direct reflection of your heart. And so the world preaches about doing what you feel or doing what makes you happy and feeling good. But I want to challenge you guys with this question. Do we think that we can live for ourselves and live for God at the same time? I think it's hard to, or it's really impossible to live out the life God wants us to live without experiencing a heart change that can only come from the Holy Spirit. It says in Mark 7:21-23, "For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within. They are what defile you." So we can see that from that passage, it's the heart, which is what most people tell you to trust, or that you trust yourselves. It is where all of our sinful nature comes from. And so I think the desires of the heart is really what Adam and Eve followed when they first sinned, the first sinful piece of humanity, trying to be lord of their own lives. And I think it can be very easy for us to do the same thing that they do, whether that be just trying to control every bit of what we do and not listening or seeking God for that. The feelings that come from our heart betray the desires of the Spirit within us to do good. So the temptations of the enemy at work distort the truth of what God has given us in his word. And so as God's word tells us in Romans 12:1, to live a life of sacrifice and to live your life for God, the sinful nature within us just isn't going for that. And so we might say that we want to live for Jesus, but that sinful nature of our hearts, it enables us to trust our own feelings, to do as we please and to do what makes us happy. And each time we choose to lead with our own hearts, we will choose our own way every time. So our actions are guided by our hearts. And the question that really comes from this is, how do we change our hearts? With believing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, that's amazing and it's so important. But many times I believe that we just stop there. And we completely neglect the authentic relationship that Jesus wants to have with us. So the only way we can have that transformed heart is by having a relationship with God. And he so desires us to have that with him. So relationship is with God is like having a relationship with any person or a family member, friend that you have. It's spending time hanging out with them, sharing the good, the bad, the simple and the big. It's even sacrificing your time just to even emotionally share each other's burdens in that. And that's exactly the same thing that God wants to have with us. Just that intimate connection. And it's really just making time to be in his presence. So as we seek this relationship, we start to just fall in love with who Jesus is. And it's really because we've been created by him to experience that love that he will give us. In Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27, it says, "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." So we see that Jesus sends us his spirit, and his spirit goes into every single believer's heart. Even it doesn't matter how new you are of a believer or where you are in your walk, what you've done, we all have that same spirit within our hearts. And so with that spirit, our hearts can be transformed by his own heart. I want to highlight this though. There comes a cost with being a Jesus follower. When we fully know him, there becomes a deep reverence and respect that we have for Jesus being tormented, being beaten, humiliated, and sacrificing his own life for us. With that transformed heart that we have, Jesus calls us to live a sacrificial life, just as he did. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus is asking us to give up our old hearts that we have so that a new heart that the Holy Spirit will give us can enter in. And that enables us to live for each other and live for God. That is the cost. I think it looks different for everyone. We all have different things that God asks us to give up, but that is the cost. So it's not about how good someone is or how strong their willpower is to not sin, because the Spirit enables us to do all the good things that God wants from us. It's all the Spirit. And so with that, we're able to build a relationship with God, and that relationship will transform our hearts. So God is calling us deeper into himself. I think he's calling us to have that strong relationship where we can just go to him with anything, all of our issues and problems, and be transparent with him. And so I ask you, will you answer the call to a transformed heart? So I want us to really think about the questions that I ask. And so I'm going to play a song. And as the song plays, I just want us to reflect over these questions.